We're keeping an eye on some primary elections today, including in Arizona, where Senator John McCain, who is supporting Donald Trump, is trying to hold off an anti-establishment, more outspoken Trump supporter named Kelly Ward.
And Arizona is one of two states whose election systems were hacked earlier this summer. One state, Illinois, lost data. And now the FBI is saying the attacks were by foreign hackers. It's thought that Russians might be involved, although the FBI is not confirming that. And the Department of Homeland Security is offering to help states make systems secure ahead of the general election, which is just 2 months away. All this news comes as Donald Trump alleges that Democrats are rigging the election for Hillary Clinton, and Democrats are openly wondering if Russia is hacking to help Trump. Michael Isikoff first reported the FBI alert for Yahoo News, where he's chief investigative correspondent. He's at NPR in D.C. Hi, Michael.
Good to be with you.
And we know that although the FBI didn't name the states, it's known that databases in Arizona and Illinois were hacked. Illinois had to shut down after data was taken. So how concerned are, you know, FBI and cybersecurity officials about all of this?
Pretty concerned. Look, this whole issue has gotten a lot more attention because of what we saw over the summer with the hack of Democratic National Committee and other political organizations in Washington by what U.S. officials believe were Russian intelligence hackers. This was state-sponsored hacking that seemed to be an effort to tamper or disrupt in some ways our election, because the hackers didn't just penetrate the Democratic National Committee. They exfiltrated emails and then dumped them, made them public, and had an impact. So you add on top of that what was going on at the same time, which is the FBI discovers that hackers have gotten into state election databases in Arizona and Illinois. In Illinois, they actually exfiltrated 200,000 voters, information about 200,000 voters. The Illinois Board of Elections had to shut down its database for about 10 days. And that really ramped up concerns that it was possible that the same folks who did the hack of the DNC might also seek to in some way disrupt or tamper with the election.
Well, you spoke to an Illinois election official who was briefed by FBI agents who told him that they were looking at this possible link to the attack at the DNC. But, you know, he said that the agents also said to him, look, it could have been, you know, criminals just looking to get tax information. What's your sense?
Well, look, exactly. We don't know at this point. We do, you know, there's some circumstantial evidence that does suggest this was, this may have been Russian hackers. One of the IP addresses that's listed in the FBI alert is an IP address that has popped up before in Russian criminal hack forums. Some of the techniques used do seem to parallel techniques that were used in a suspected Russian state-sponsored hack of the World Anti-Doping Agency over the summer. This has clearly ramped up concerns over the issue. You know, just 3 days before the FBI sent out this warning to state election officials, Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, had a conference call with state election officials urging them to take certain steps. The Obama administration is considering designating state elections as part of the nation's critical infrastructure, like dams, like the power grid, that would require federal protection. So this is a very live issue in Washington right now.
Well, meantime, Jay Johnson is, you know, offering help to the states. But what can the states just be thinking of simple things that they can do to avoid being hacked?
Well, there are certain sort of basic steps. Like in 40 states, it's optical scanning machines that are backed up by paper ballots. So those are pretty safe, reasonably safe. But in 6 states and parts of 4 others, there are electronic voting machines in which there are no paper ballots. So that is a point of vulnerability. One sort of basic step is to minimize when those machines are connected to the internet and certainly not around the day of voting. There's a whole other area of concern overseas in military ballots, which are done in 33 states through the internet. So that's an obvious point of vulnerability as well. One of the things the feds are recommending here is, as I said before, keep machines off the internet, bring in cybersecurity experts to scan for vulnerabilities of the systems, limit access to who has access to voting databases. But, you know, there's some pretty sophisticated actors out there that have gotten very good at hacking, and I don't think anybody can say that, you know, the threat is off the table.
Michael Isikoff, chief investigative journalist for Yahoo News. Michael, thanks as always.
Thank you.